Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Good news from KER. Got Dr. Charles Page on the line with me right now. We're going to get a little bit of an education from a real doctor, not a politician, about what this COVID thing is all about. I'm not going to ask Chuck's opinion, good or bad, on what the World Health Organization is coming out. All I want Chuck to do is increase my knowledge of the COVID situation and consequently your knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, about what exactly is going on. I don't want you to hear it from a political candidate. I want you to hear it from an actual MD. Charles, let's start the lecture.
Well, first of all, you can't stop a virus. And, you know, all the things that we're trying to do really is just to kind of control the virus. As was mentioned at the beginning of the outset of the pandemic, we want to flatten the curve so that our resources are not overwhelmed. And you know, there are going to be some people that die from this, and we're seeing this already. We've got 210, maybe 215,000 now in the United States that have died from coronavirus. So it's real. People are dying. But I don't think that another quarantine is going to stop it, especially at this, you know, there's really not a lot of science behind a lot of the things that we've been doing. It just kind of, there are things that are being kind of mandated that, you know, we don't really know. We don't really have a lot of science, you know, to support it. Like, for example, the mask and stuff. Now, we're learning more about masks and the type of mask that we should use, but really the masks just help, you know, transmission of the disease if a person has the disease. For example, they talk or they cough or whatever. So, you know, these mandates are changing all the time. I think the main thing we need to realize is, yes, COVID is dangerous, especially in certain populations of patients, but in general, most of the people are not even going to have any symptoms when they get the disease. At this point, there's so many people in the United States that have the disease, it's going to be impossible to quarantine people, you know, because the cat is already out of the bag. And so, you know, I think we need to be wise. I mean, you know, we need to follow the law. Once again, I have to wear a mask with every patient interaction that I see, but I'm exposed to coronavirus all the time, every day, even times that I don't know. And so, you know, we've just kind of got to make the best of our situation. But, you know, I think so often the media tries to make everyone panic and live in fear. And, you know, there's so many people now that are afraid of dying that they don't actually live. And so I do think we need to take precautions, especially if you're, you know, that age of, you know, especially, you know, 70 plus and you've got a lot of comorbidities and things. We know that half of the deaths of coronavirus in the United States have been people at the age of 80. So it tends to affect the elderly more. So those are folks, you know, you need to kind of be, you know, be at least try to, you know, stay away from groups and crowds and stuff. But on the other hand, you know, life is about living.
You know, I think that this thing has turned into such a political football, Dr. Page, that we forget that life is for a living. And we are letting the politicians and, unfortunately, the dramatic media at this moment in time really ruin our lives. I'm not asking for an opinion, sir. That's my opinion.
Well, I mean, I agree. I mean, I think, you know, once again, and, you know, we all go through these emotions, and I think it's hard for us, especially in Western countries, because we're used to fixing things and controlling things. And, you know, you can't control a virus. You can't stop a virus. Even the PPEs that they want us to wear, you know, when we're dealing with patients who have coronavirus, those are not 100% effective. You know, for example, the N95 masks, you know, they're, you know, they have pores of 5 microns. Well, the virus is, you know, 2 microns.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it can get through the mask as well. And so, you know, it's just general precautions that we can take. But in general, I would encourage people You know, if you're at risk, you know, try to stay home, try to stay away from crowds. But goodness gracious, I mean, you know, when I get to be 80 years old, I mean, I want to see my grandkids. I want to have my kids around, you know, irregardless of the risk of that, because, you know, so often you could die of something else. So I think we need to kind of keep things in perspective. You know, even thinking big picture, you know, the number of deaths from heart disease in the United States every year is like, I believe, 600,000. The number of deaths from cancer is like about 500,000. Then we go on down the list, you know, we're still at 210,000. And I think what's going to be interesting is in the years to follow to see exactly what happened to those other types of disease. I believe a lot of the coronavirus deaths have been attributed to coronavirus maybe from something else. I mean, you know, this doesn't happen in a vacuum. And I really think, you know, working in hospitals and knowing how billing and coding goes, I mean, you know, you get paid 20% more if you put that COVID diagnosis on there. And so I really think that we're seeing some creative coding going on, too, in the United States that we don't see in other places. I mean, I think we'll know that in years to come. But that's what I'm suspecting.
You know what? I have to agree with you. I think we have a football game going on right now. The football is very definitely a political football. And I have to say, Chuck, it is really, really encouraging to talk to someone like yourself. An awful lot of common sense and an awful lot of good news, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Charles Page will be back with us again on the weekend radio show coming up. Chuck, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. I was honored being with you again.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.